song is about friendship.
That song is about friendship.
It's taking every ounce.
Fantasy football is not, though.
Fantasy football is about being mean to your friends. Very, very mean to your friends.
It transcends friendship.
Yeah. But in a way, it makes everybody stronger. So we're back. This is Board Meeting 5, Week 6 of the NFL. Today is Thursday, unless you're listening to it Wednesday night. It's actual Wednesday night. I'm Ben.
Dan.
I'm Brian.
We got Brian back in the studio. You enjoyed your time here last week, Brian?
Oh, yeah. It was a great time. Great time.
Going to talk about some more football here. Got a bunch of games coming up. Who's on bye this week?
Tampa Bay's on bye. I know that.
Yep. Cowboys, Raiders, Cowboys. Buccaneers, somebody else.
Oakland, maybe?
Yeah, the Raiders.
Clearly someone that doesn't matter.
Yeah. We'll see. who was it? Oh, of course, the Rams. The Rams are on bye. So, oh, man.
That's right. Can't play Gurley this week.
Yeah, there's a good chance that that affects you now since Gurley's good.
Oh, so good.
He's as good as the Cubs are.
Which is pretty
so
good.
So he'll never win a championship?
Probably not. You don't know that. It's, you know, the Cubs have to win it this year. It's the Back to the Future year.
They have to, yeah.
Wait, is it? Oh, that's awesome.
I think the actual day in the Back to the Future movie was October
21st. So if they somehow sweep, they could be in the World Series by the time that date was on.
It's amazing.
Well, they kind of anticipate them moving back like a day every year, it feels like.
It's a shame that Miami couldn't make the playoffs, though, to lose to them. Oh, what's going on here? Oh, we're watching the Texas versus Toronto game right
police
now.
Are, I think someone threw something.
Okay, let's see. I'm trying
to get out of there.
Sound on. Looks up, up.
Oh,
security's
yeah,
going
right there.
I think it's ironic that
the guy hiding behind the fat guy. I think that's who did it.
There's no visual image for this, but was it the guy in the suit that threw something on the field? They're talking to a guy in a suit right now.
What a disrespect to the suit.
Well, we'll let this develop. So anyway,
we'll keep you updated.
You can't trust Canadians. It's rule number one in life.
We got tomorrow night the Falcons versus the Saints in Thursday Night Football. Let's bounce into that one. So you were saying earlier there's a chance Devontae Freeman's not going to play?
It looks like he's questionable.
So what's ailing him?
Got a case of backup running back down the
street. I think it was a hamstring.
So Tevin Coleman's ready to go though, right?
Tevin Coleman's ready to go. If Devontae Freeman doesn't play, which I don't think he, I think he'll play, but if he doesn't, expect Tevin Coleman to get that full workload. And back to a 50-50 timeshare.
Yeah.
You think if he doesn't play and Coleman comes in and does okay, just stays 50-50 the rest of the season?
I think Coleman would have to kill it for it to stay 50-50. But if you look back, it was week two. Coleman had 20 carries and Devontae Freeman's 10. So I figure pretty much that's going to switch now. Devontae Freeman's probably going to be looking at 20 carries. Tevin Coleman's going to be looking at 10.
Yeah.
But that could balance out if Devontae Freeman keeps getting sidelined.
Okay, so we'll monitor that. Would you start Tevin Coleman if he gets the full workload tomorrow, or would you
if
look
Devontae
elsewhere?
Freeman doesn't play, you start Tevin Coleman. That Saints D is weak. That Saints team is weak. I think tomorrow's going to be a very fantasy-rich game.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I'm thinking, remember last year it was Falcons-Buccaneers on Thursday night? The Falcons won 56-14.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Hopefully somebody can repeat a performance like that.
Could be this week.
Yeah. Could be.
Coleman's a 49th ranked running back, and Devontae Freeman is the 3rd ranked running back for this coming week. So you got to think that if Freeman sits out, Coleman's got to at least catapult into the top 20.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's a starter.
Okay, and Julio Jones, think he's going to have a recovery week?
Oh, he'll have a great week.
So long as he's healthy. He is officially going to play, they said today. So we're hoping for the best. Hopefully it's not one of those smokescreen situations we saw last year with I think Brandon Marshall it was one time. I think actually Julio one time too.
Yeah, but I saw some tweet. The guy's supposed to be covering Brandon Browner has allowed the most yards against this season of any cornerback. Oh, so if he's on him for like 50% of the plays at least, then that Julio Jones have a great night.
If I was the Saints, I would try to make every attempt to get that guy on Roddy White then.
Yeah, I think they're going to they'll probably do the him there. And then Delvin Bro, he's like a...
Oh, I know Bro.
Yeah, he's a bro. He's a bro. But they're going to have him cover Julio Jones for a lot of it, I think.
I think what it really just comes down to is you start as many people as you can. Willie Snead, start. Brendan Cooks, start.
Snead was the most trendy.
Matt Ryan, start.
Snead was the most trendy waiver wire pickup this week.
Get the marking ram in there.
Him and Charkandrick West.
Charkandrick, yeah. I took Brandon LaFell on the waiver wire.
I did too.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's eligible to come back next week. So.
Oh, dude, I'm looking forward to it. Patriots have been lacking that deep threat. Mm-hmm. And he works. He's serviceable.
Last week, my Panthers defense was on bye, so I had to pick up some replacement Ds. Just one. But, you know, it's really nice, though, the week when you're coming back from that, when you have two defenses, so you don't have to have any second guesses about who you're going to be dropping.
You drop the worst defense. Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, so I did try to get Snead, but I didn't get him. So LaFell's definitely happy to get him.
So you do have the need for Snead.
I got the need for Snead.
So does everyone.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is Adderall. I mean, more Snead. But Brandon Cooks, he had a good week last week after we complained about him, said he needed to step up.
He must have listened.
Well, he didn't do shit to help him win the game, but he did get about 20 fantasy points.
Got a beautiful garbage time touchdown.
Yeah. So hopefully he can get some, you know, regular time points tomorrow night. I think it's going to be a fun matchup to watch either way.
Yeah.
Definitely taking the over in this one.
Oh, yeah.
But and Roddy White, one more thing. Do you think he has any chance of having to come back? He doubled his targets last week on the season, but... still only like four.
Well, like we said, if Brandon Browner is covering him, then he has a shot of doing something tomorrow night.
Yeah, I really think that they all really have a shot. Just it's going to come down to who gets the touchdowns. I think they're all going to be serviceable, though.
Yeah.
Even actually, is Hankerson still out? Is he playing?
He was limited last week, but he should be playing tomorrow.
Okay, so I wouldn't be too confident in him, but
yeah, he's not. He's definitely not a must start.
No. Yeah, let's see. Hankerson, questionable with what? Why is not?
He's questionable, but I mean, there's like a majority chance Ridge. He's going to play.
His character is questionable.
Yeah. I mean. Leonard. What a name. So anyway, next game, we got Cincinnati versus Buffalo here. Mm. And that Buffalo-Titans game last week was hard to watch, in terms of scoring.
Buffalo's horrendous in the first half.
I think Cincinnati's defense is available on most waiver wires. I think they'd be a good one to go out and get this week if you're looking for a defense.
Yeah. That's serviceable.
So Jeremy Hill, he didn't look like he was on the path to recovery last week. I mean,
no.
Granted, they were playing the Seahawks.
He's a headache that I'm glad I don't have to worry about too much anymore.
You end up trading him?
Oh yeah.
Tell us about this trade.
it was a brutal trade. I did it to keep another league mate of mine from obtaining Rob Gronkowski. So instead, I had to go pay a premium on Rob Gronkowski. Ended up giving up Jeremy Hill, Randall Cobb, and of course Tyler Eifert. Brutal. But it worked out last week, so.
Yeah, hey, so you got Gronk on the team now?
Yeah, I got Gronk on the team, you know, every week starter, don't have to worry about
it. That's never a bad thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. Sucks that Tyler Eifert put up 25 points the other week I traded him, but.
Yeah.
Didn't you have one league, though, where you just traded for Jamal Charles?
Oh, gosh, yeah. In one league, I traded away Gronk for Jamal Charles, and.
Well, that's a bummer.
That really worked out well.
We'll get to that during the Chiefs game, but we all know what happened to him.
But back to the Bengals, I like Gio Bernard a lot more than I like Jeremy Hill this week.
Yeah,
against that Bills D, you know they're not
very good run D.
Yeah, very good run D. So unless Jeremy Hill could pull a couple goal line TDs out of his butt, he's sitting.
And
bad place to keep him.
Yeah, they don't even need to run that badly. Andy Dalton had 18 passes of 25 or more yards last year. Yeah. He has 17 this year already. So I mean,
he's
Andy Dalton,
great so far.
He's a new man.
Didn't he have that? Was that him who had that incredible, like, 5-yard QB sneak into the end zone?
That was Joe Flacco.
Oh,
the one where the entire pile shifted to the right.
No, that was, I'm talking about the one, they were on, like, the 4-yard line. He dove just straight ahead. The one with Flacco was great, though, the play action fake.
I don't know how he got the entire 21 other people on the field to, like, just shift over to the right side. But it wasn't even fair.
Lots of ropes and pulleys.
Yeah, I think Andy Dalton's going to have a good game, though, and by virtue of that, you got to expect AJ Green will have a good game.
Hey, Andy Dalton's the number one quarterback right now.
Yeah, isn't that crazy to say?
It is.
I feel like
a weird world we live in. What's Peyton Manning, like 20-something?
Yeah.
I feel like we're still dreaming, you know? So, AJ Green has not finished below wide receiver 37 in any given week, although nor should he, given where you drafted him.
Yeah, that's great. 37's pretty far down, too.
He's only been in the top 20 once, but... I'm thinking this should be the Bills have a pretty bad pass D for as good as their run D is.
Mm-hmm. So he has a strong floor. It's just a very low floor.
Yep. But last week, though, the Bills gave up a lot of run yards. So, I don't know, maybe that run D is a little bit over-touted.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, you know, they looked – I think last week seemed to me like a little anomaly. They didn't look as good as they have the entire season. So we'll see how they can.
They still scrapped out the win, though, 14-13.
Yeah.
We were watching the game with our Titans fan friend. But, you know – sometimes you lose to the Bills.
Yeah, do you like anyone on the Bills this week, Dan?
Not really.
Neither do I.
It's a yes or no question.
Oh, yeah.
Carlos Williams is still in concussion protocol.
Okay, that's not what you want to hear.
That's not what
McCoy,
you want
to hear. Is he supposed to start it all?
I have no idea. It's, like, it seems to be a very nagging injury that he's got.
McCoy.
Yeah, I wouldn't rely too heavily on McCoy.
So I don't really care. But.
He actually banged a couple of teachers at my high school when I was there.
That does not surprise me at all.
That could all be hearsay, but I mean, it's very believable. A couple of them lost their jobs.
I'd be more surprised if he didn't bang one of the teachers.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of them lost their jobs.
Yeah, they didn't show up my sophomore year of high school.
Be careful, we might get a cease and desist from LeSean McCoy coming up.
Hey, that would mean he's acknowledging us.
Brandon Cooks will tell him all about this.
Nah, he wouldn't cease and desist. We went to his party he had for the 21 and only event. Wonder if he's doing that again anytime soon.
But he would tell
in
us.
Buffalo.
In Buffalo, I know. Yeah, I think
at Chili's.
You think Buffalo? Yeah, does Buffalo even have a nightclub?
Chili's nightclub.
When Marshawn Lynch was playing there, they followed him around for a day.
Oh, I remember that too.
He went. They started out at his
Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's.
They started out at Chili's, went to Dave and Buster's, and then they said they were going to the most popping bar, and they went back to Chili's.
That's not even like a top 10 bar in like Northern Waterfront in Philly. That's like their number one spot.
I'm typing in Buffalo, New York's wildest nightclub.
Did you mean Dave and Buster's?
Yeah. Lux. It looks like Lux, maybe. Buffalo's only true nightclub, Lux.
Oh, God.
Life in Color is going.
They haven't updated their. Episode's permanently closed.
Oh,
yeah, people are moving out.
People just can't handle it.
Are they going to be able to have a team much longer? I mean, you got to figure if there's no people.
Oh,
there,
no. The Bills Mafia loves their team.
Actually, yeah, there's
they're
a lot
knocks
of.
Their tailgate.
When I was in Denver, really? I was at a bar where there was a ton of Bills fans. And then this past week at the Bayou in Manioc, there was a bunch of Bills fans.
Yeah, I've always liked the Bills.
Yeah. Their fan base is passionate.
Well, I mean, they've been to the playoffs longer than any other team, so it's like hard to dislike
they're
them.
They're also New York's only team that plays in the state.
For real. Giants are New Jersey's team, right?
Yeah.
We just play there because we don't want to crowd up all the space in beautiful New York.
Taxes.
There is no space.
Beautiful New York, where with the puddles of rainwater that haven't evaporated since 1994. Like, we kid, though, we kid. But this matter is not a kidding matter here. Denver versus Cleveland. Or maybe it is, I don't know. But
well, I just want to point out, if you took my advice last week on Mr. Josh McCown, it paid dividends.
You did say that. He had like 40 points in most leagues.
Oh, he killed it.
Yep. I actually bet on that game. I bet the Browns to cover their score of 17.
And
they doubled
paid.
It. Yeah, so that Ravens pass D, man. Nothing to really take seriously.
Nope.
So that's your Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders are both top 12 receivers this week. So start them if you have them.
But you got Peyton Manning, who's thrown 7 interceptions this season, throwing to them. Mm-hmm. He's looking like he might be done. Yeah, the fact that this team is 5-0 is nothing short of a miracle.
Really, the schedule too. The defense.
They're 5-0.
Well. Yeah.
Oh my God.
The defense is winning them the games. Mm-hmm. They've scored more touchdowns than the offense.
Oh, that's where right. I didn't hear that. Their defense is so good.
Von Miller's
that's why
back.
You're gonna have a tough time starting any of your Browns. Backs or wide receivers or even Josh McCown. I mean, that Denver defense is just too good.
Yeah.
Definitely the number one ranked defense in my book this week.
Yeah, Chris Harris looks like a number one option at cornerback now. He looks great.
Mm-hmm. Aqib Talib is still a matchup nightmare.
Aqib Talib's still there.
Jeez.
They have the better Brandon Marshall on defense there.
The better Brandon Marshall.
We thought you'd be saying that. It seems like forever since the Jets played last, but it was just fun or Sunday at 9:30, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God, it was forever ago.
But, so, are we out on the Denver running backs? Are you even starting C.J. Anderson if you have him?
Oh, not at all.
Nah, I'm sitting both of them until one of them pulls ahead. I think eventually one of them will.
Probably Ronnie Hillman.
Gotta love it.
Well, I got him in a couple leagues, so I'll be happy.
Hillman's the better one
Monty
to have.
Ball's not even on the team.
They need him back.
Who's your third string guy, then? Is it still that Thompson?
Jawan Thompson,
yeah. Ah, well, these things don't matter. They don't matter like Gary Barnage matters.
Yeah, Gary Barnage.
Catch of the year.
He's the only person on the Browns team that I'd be confident starting this week. I don't know what Denver's doing against tight ends, but, I mean, they're focusing on the run and wide receivers, it seems like to me.
Yeah.
And Gary Barnage, I mean.
Barnage has been a consistent find.
Exactly. Like, he's been hot.
I mean, at first everybody was thinking it was just kind of a byproduct of him playing the Raiders and going off. But look at his numbers here. He's got last three games, 6, 6, and 8 receptions, a touchdown in every single game.
I've played him every week since Oakland.
At least 75 yards,
Oakland
too.
Every week after.
Yeah, so he's definitely a consistent start to have.
Mm-hmm. Play him if you have him.
No, I looked him up. He's almost, I don't know if he's almost or if he is, he's 30 years old.
Really?
Never would have guessed that. Never heard his name before.
Yeah, probably like a career journeyman. Well, I mean, he's on the Browns. That's where they all go.
Justin Forsett.
If I looked at his Wikipedia page, I bet I see at least 2 years in the Canadian Football League.
Well, we'll send that Tony Reale. Check that for us.
What else we got?
Next up, we got Chicago versus Detroit. Just want to point out that...
dumpster fire.
Yeah, the Lions coach said that Dan Orlovsky is not the starter now. That was just... He told Matthew Stafford last game, if you throw another pick, you're getting in a pooled. That's what he did. He's a man of his word. But that being said, Matthew Stafford, pretty much unstartable at this point, right?
Unstartable. Oh, no. Even against the Bears.
The worst team in the
terrible,
league.
Terrible defense.
You know, actually, if you really need him this week... I'd say go for it, but I don't know.
I can't do it.
Go get Blake Bortles or anyone.
Really. Yeah, if you have Bortles or Alex Smith or any of those guys on the wire, but
Josh McCown.
I feel for him, man. I won a championship with Stafford, but he has never been the same.
That's crazy, though. Who would ever thought we'd say the Lions are the worst team in the league at this point?
Oh,
yeah.
It never happens.
They're atrocious.
Did you find any Canadian information?
Oh, no, I looked it up. It said he's on the Panthers from 2008 to 2012, like probably special teams, and then the Browns the last 3 years.
So Calvin Johnson ranks 8th in the league in targets, but 22nd in fantasy points.
Short throws.
Yeah, he's lost a lot of. I mean, he's lost a little bit of his explosiveness, it seems, but it's really all Matthew Stafford's fault. I mean, most of those picks he's thrown were going to Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
So you got to think that's like a good 50 fantasy points over the course of the season.
I think you got to hold on to him, but. I mean, you got to start him.
Yeah, for where you drafted him. I mean, he really hasn't been responsible for losing me any matchups yet this year.
Mm-hmm.
He'll still get you a little bit of points. It's not like he's going out there and getting you 0.5 weeks like Deshaun Jackson will.
Oh, yeah.
But
he's not a boomer bust kind of guy.
Also kind of lowers Golden Tate's value. Theo Riddick got the more snaps than any running back last week on the Lions.
Well, that's because Amir Abdullah was benched. I'm officially off the train, by the way.
You're off the Abdullah train. Express. Dude, the CBS sports guys loved him so much, too. It's a damn shame.
I know. I loved it.
Going on, though, do we think that Joyke Bell will step in now as the fall into the end zone guy still?
He's been hurt for a bit, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Amir Abdullah is still the guy there, but I don't think it matters who the guy is. That offensive line, that whole team is just atrocious.
Yeah, well, they're resorting to a lot of dump routes, too, which is good, and I think could mean that Theo Riddick could still be the more valuable of the three going forward.
It's possible. You know what I mean? Amir Abdullah is no slouch when it comes to as a receiver, but if he can't hold on to the ball, he won't see the field, just like last week.
Riddick, 10 catches for 53 yards last week. If he can just keep up numbers
that's cool.
close to that. But still, start your lines sparingly. Bears have a pretty bad D. Lions have a pretty bad D. This could be this game could get ugly, but they're pretty offensive too. So
no, it kind of reminds me a little bit of like what I thought the Bucks and Jacksonville game was going to be this past week. Thought it was going to be a low scoring game, just kind of dumpster fire. One of the highest scoring games of the week.
Yeah, and still Vincent Jackson didn't do shit.
My boy Doug Martin did though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he killed it.
The whole game was him. Yeah.
But so Bears, you start Matt Forte, start Marcus. Martellus Bennett.
What about Jay Cutler? Think he's worth giving a shot this week? If anyone wants to pick him up, like their quarterback's on a bye.
Yeah.
You can find better, but yeah, I have no problem. Sir.
He'll probably finish like QB 17.
He did all right last week too.
Yeah, he did.
Two games in a row. They're not the worst team in the league anymore.
He had like 15 or so points. Yeah. Houston versus Jacksonville.
That's the game of the week, baby.
You think?
No,
totally is.
No.
TJ Yeldon, he had a decent week. He finally got his first touchdown last week.
Yeah,
I think it was a receiving
route that was not designed for him at all.
Okay.
It was not designed for him. It was interesting to see.
Well, that's the lesson going forward. Don't design plays for him. He'll do better.
Alan Hearns did great last week. Mm-hmm. He got me about 20 points in one league.
So did the other Alan.
Allen Robinson,
We said start both Allens last week. They're both top 20 ranked this week. Start them.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Houston's defense is overrated. I mean, they're not even rated that highly, but they're still overrated.
I see outside J.J. Watt, they don't have much.
Yeah. Hearns.
Bold prediction.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles will throw for 4 touchdowns this week.
Okay, I like it. I like it.
I like that.
I mean, they got a good little system going there.
2 to Allen Robinson, 1 to Julius Thomas.
1 to Hearns. Or Yeldon.
Yeah. Well, Hearns is the first Jaguar receiver to have back-to-back 100-yard receiving games since Justin Blackmon. What's he been doing lately?
Justin Blackmon.
Is he out of the league?
No, is he injured? He's
still suspended for like smoking and stuff.
I feel like he went to the Texans, actually.
Is he still suspended?
No, I'm thinking of Cecil Shorts.
You're thinking of Cecil Shorts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the Cecil Shorts rivalry game. That's a big one.
Oh, yeah. How do you like that?
I think Cecil Shorts is injured.
Justin Blackmon was denied reinstatement by the NFL, effectively ending his season this year.
So don't start him.
He was added to the Toronto Argonauts confidential negotiating list.
He's good. He just got to stop being an idiot.
Wait, he's not on the Alouettes? No. Everyone goes to the Alouettes.
Well, didn't I think Ricky Williams went to the Argonauts.
Yeah.
So I think Toronto, the Argonauts.
Montreal, they're the big name teams in that league.
The Args Alouettes rivalry is a storied one.
The Yankees and Sox of the Canadian Football League.
How do you think Foster's going to do this week?
He'll do great. I think he'll do great things.
I don't know.
Like you said, we covered this last week. Jacksonville does have a decent run defense.
They didn't look like it last
week. Yeah, they didn't look like it last week, though. Martin. You know, I mean.
We should talk them down this time, and they'll do better.
You got to figure, yeah, you're right. Foster will probably improve as the weeks go by.
Yeah, I think. I mean, Foster is a must start, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then talking like Texans receivers. Probably not really trying to start anybody on that team. Mm-hmm.
Jalen Strong had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. Finally scored.
Finally.
DeAndre Hopkins, though.
After I dropped him 3 weeks ago in my dynasty league, that was probably stupid.
I think DeAndre Hopkins will resume being your fantasy workhorse soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
He's projected as number one receiver this week.
Nuke?
Yep.
Nuke Hopkins.
Right over Beckham and Green.
Woo!
I can see that.
Right over Green Beckham.
Yeah.
Way over Green Beckham.
AJ Green.
Way over Green Beckham.
So we got Kansas City versus Minnesota. This was probably the biggest storyline of the week, that Jamal Charles tore his ACL on a non-contact play.
Had him in 2 leagues.
So that's a real bummer if you drafted Charles. And I drafted Nile Davis in both my leagues. And I'm pretty happy. Actually, no, I'm not happy at all. Because Charkandrick West just came in and stepped right over him. If you go to Roto World, he's listed as the starting running back now. So, I'm thinking a timeshare, but
it's
still.
It's probably going to be a timeshare.
That's what people are saying. It's a timeshare. I don't know. I think if one person outperforms the other, it doesn't matter who it is, they'll get the majority.
And we heard talks of them bringing in Pierre Thomas somebody else.
Please don't.
See if it comes to that.
Just give them the Super
Pierre
Bowl
Thomas
already.
Reminds me of Fred Jackson, just a fantasy killer.
Yeah. You've had your Fred Jackson shares this year.
I hate him.
So, and then we got Teddy Bridgewater over there in Minnesota. Bridgewater, just 3 completions of 25 yards or more, fewest in the league. Bridgewater's not really shaping up the way a lot of people thought he would.
It's a little sophomore slump, but he'll be better next year, hopefully. But
yeah.
This year, I would try to get rid of him if you have him.
He's a dynasty guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got to figure Kansas City's going to be really pissed this week after losing to the Bears last week. Yeah. They're probably going to be.
They'll probably throw a touchdown at a receiver or something. They're so mad.
Yeah. That was your prediction that the Kansas City was going to destroy them.
I was wrong on that, yeah. I was thinking that game was going to be like 31-7, but no, the Bears won it by 1 point. That was.
Well, you got the total points almost right.
Yeah.
You got the godly John Fox, man.
Yeah. But I still have faith in Kansas City. I still think that, especially against Minnesota, their defense isn't crazy good.
You like Macklin this week?
I like Macklin this week. Yeah. So, yeah, how he did last week. His weekly involvement has been consistent, so, you know, that's good.
Consistently mediocre?
Yeah. Well, he was good against the Packers.
The last couple weeks have been very good, yeah.
Yeah, 8 receptions for 85 yards last week. No touchdowns. I mean,
he's definitely seeing a lot of the targets on that team.
So. Oh, yeah, he's definitely seeing the most.
So, you know,
Kelce. Use Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
more.
But Macklin's a safe start because of his floor.
Yeah.
But Kelce, yeah, I know. I lost the tight end battle so bad this week in my league because Kelce only got 4 points.
Who did you go up against?
Oh, God. Antonio Gates.
Ooh.
Returning Antonio Gates.
I hate him, too.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Oh, he's a great guy.
I can't confirm either way. But
I hate a lot of people.
Yeah.
everyone I don't have.
You're an enemy to me.
Now, the Chiefs have allowed 8 top 20 wide receivers this season, most in the league.
They don't have a top receiver in Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who do they throw to then? Mike Wallace, I guess. Mike Wallace, he's a good start this week.
Mike Wallace had a bounce back week. He had the kind of week we saw consistently last year in Miami. So I mean, I like him this week. I've liked him all year. He's been a letdown, obviously.
Same yards as Macklin last week, 8 for 83, but with a touchdown.
Yeah, he had a great week.
Actually, yeah, I do like him this week, I think. Until Kansas City shows that they can stop any wide receivers, why not? Still don't like Charles Johnson, though. He's getting dropped in most leagues now.
Oh, it's... I don't know what happened.
There was Cordarrelle Patterson last year. There's Charles Johnson this year.
Oh, you're so
There'll
right.
be some Vikings guy next year.
He should go by Chaz Johnson. I think he'd be a lot better that way.
Chaz.
Chuck.
Chucky Johnson.
And then change his last name to Ocho Cinco. And,
yeah. Okay, so we got Miami versus Tennessee next. Do you think Miami's going to have any signs of improvement after the bye week, getting new coaching staff?
Dan Campbell's a hardo. I love it.
It's so up in the air, but I really hope so. I expect big things from Lamar Miller. That's another bold prediction that has no grounds of basis whatsoever. Lamar Miller will get 125-plus yards and a touchdown. Yeah.
Those are the best kind of predictions.
And the Titans have shown they can be run on, so hopefully this is a chance to kind of get his legs going.
Well, I just hope that they could finally give him the volume that he needs to – like he's a workhorse back.
Yeah.
He's a 20-plus touch back. If he gets 20-plus touches this week, expect big things.
And they still have no reliable backups to take his carries away either, so it's just time to – Jai. Yeah, it's just time to start using them.
Mm-hmm. Too many vowels in that guy's name.
Yeah, way too many.
I have Ryan Tannehill as my main quarterback in one league. I think I'm probably going to go Alex Smith over him this week.
I tried Alex Smith last week. Didn't look too well.
Yeah. Maybe. I used Flacco in one league last week. But yeah.
I think you have to sit Ryan Tannehill just because of the unknown factor that we're going to be going into. And he also just played so poorly under
Philbin. Yeah, let him prove it again.
Philbin.
Yeah.
But so I wouldn't be surprised if he has a if you need a Hail Mary, I think it's a
even in his
safe Hail Mary.
Even in his dumpier weeks, he still gets like 13 or 14 points, which is serviceable. It's not like when Joe
Flacco with three interceptions.
You talking about the Jets game? Or
talking about whatever game he threw three interceptions.
If it was the Jets game, he still got
That game.
I just know from playing him, he got 13 points that week. All right. So
fair enough.
It can do you some good. But, yeah, just start him if you have to. Marcus Mariota is going to do much better in this game than Tannehill will. I think Mariota is going to do good. Delanie Walker should do good.
Yeah, they have a lot of points to tight ends at Dolphins.
Still wouldn't be too excited about starting Kendall Wright or anybody like that. I played Antonio Andrews last week. And
paid off a little bit.
Yeah, I still lost the matchup, but he got me 12 points. I thought he was going to get me like 3, so I got to love it.
I was actually thinking about rolling him out this week, but I don't know. That might have... That Miami team is just such a question mark right now. I'm afraid of that game.
Yeah, same.
I would avoid too many fringe players in Miami if you have like Rashard Matthews, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Antonio Andrews clearly looks like the better running back there as opposed to Sankey or McCluster.
Well, it's weird. They're not even really using him as a running back. Like
He catches a lot of passes, eight yards, I think, right? He's like Jamal Charles, those little dump route catches.
Yeah, he turns those into big gains.
And you know, he knows what he's doing. He makes good cuts. He just looks like much better out there. Got a couple of runs called back on penalties, so he could have had a couple more points.
Well, I hope he takes over as the lead back, and I have another starting running back on my roster. Yeah.
And he's probably still out there in a lot of leagues, so I would go look for Antonio Andrews.
Yeah, he should be owned.
Now, just in case everything I say is wrong and it's karma coming to screw me, he's going to be terrible. I wouldn't pick him up. I need him to do good. So we got the Washington Football Redskins versus the New York Football Jets. So,
good thing you said that. I was confused with the Washington Squash Redskins.
Okay. Matt Jones has he's 6 of the 8 running back carries for Washington inside the 10-yard line in the past 3 games. So Alfred Morris isn't getting much red zone. Yeah.
Nope.
You don't like either of them?
Nope. I don't like that backfield. I don't like that matchup. I don't like that team.
Yeah, they're getting Sheldon Richardson back this week, the Jets, so their line's even bigger.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's going to be scary.
Their defense is going to get even better.
And so they'll have him until he gets suspended, actually, for whatever he did.
They're coming off 2 weeks rest, a fun trip to London, you know.
Oh, dude, jet life.
And I'm avoiding the quarterbacks in this game like crazy, too. No Cousins, no Fitzpatrick. I don't want anything to do with either of them.
Yep.
Because Washington has shown that they're competent on defense.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. They're no slouch. That's the best part of their game by far. Same with the Jets, though. I don't think it's going to be a very fantasy-rich game.
I think Chris Ivory is going to continue his tear that he was on in London.
I don't know if he'll have the yardage. I think he'll get a touchdown. Still, you know, they can get down the field on the Redskins. If they can get to the goal line, he'll punch one in.
Low-end RB1.
Yeah, that's where I would put him.
Think Bill Al-Powell's going to get any work? Or,
Hope not.
Yeah. Probably not.
He's still on the wire out there. Sadly, one of the better ones left.
I think he's a game flow guy. If they're down, Bilal Powell's the guy.
Yeah.
But if they're in the game at any point, they're within a touchdown or two, I think it's Chris Ivory all the way.
Brandon Marshall should have a good week, too.
Yeah.
Like an Eric Decker. He's coming back, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
Pierre Garçon's not too bad, I don't think, for this league.
But
I don't like Pierre Garçon at all this week.
Jamison Crowder.
Yeah.
I mean, they shift him around a lot. He's not going to be on him the whole time.
So got Cromartie. Yeah. That team is just so good. Yeah. Jets. Defense is amazing.
How about Jamison Crowder then? We definitely don't like him. Yeah.
He was terrible person. No,
don't like him against the Jets.
I'm shaking my head very hard right now.
It's true, he is, if only you could see. Let's move on to Arizona versus Pittsburgh.
All right. Rematch of that Super Bowl a few years ago.
This one, the Steelers annoy me because Michael Vick is really lowering Antonio Brown's value. I was just neglecting that at first. I was in denial, but it's clear now.
Oh, yeah.
And it just sucks because there's nothing you can do because Ben Roethlisberger is still going to come back in 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, you got
to
hold him.
You're not getting rid of him. But damn it sucks, though, man. Yeah. He used to get like 20-some points every game, and now he's getting 4 points the last
two games.
He's
in purgatory until Roethlisberger's
back. Also, like, can you sit him? Do you sit him? I still don't sit him.
I can't bring myself to do it.
No way.
Like, I have better wide receivers than running backs.
Remember
but...
our little tip of the week last week was start your studs. Yeah. Don't get cute. Just do it.
Do it.
Even if it burns.
It's kind of like our motto at this point, start your studs.
Start your studs. It's all fantasy football.
There's no Steelers receiver I feel comfortable using whatsoever. Wheaton, finally, Martavis Bryant's coming back. He was
activated on Tuesday, I believe.
But still, I don't know. Unless him and Mike Vick had been practicing with only each other and working on some crazy moves, I don't like this at all.
Don't like Heath Miller. Especially. I like Le'Veon Bell a lot, though. Mm-hmm.
Just even against the Cardinals, I don't know. But
yeah, good rush defense.
You're though. Still playing him, obviously.
Le'Veon Bell is the best running back, hands down. Did you guys watch the game?
Yeah.
It was Pittsburgh. He just looks so good.
They're lucky that the 18-second runoff didn't come into play.
Yeah.
That'd been a disaster.
It was good to see, though, that D'Angelo Williams finally got a little more work this week, even though he didn't really do anything against it, even with the Chargers.
Yeah, they're using him a bit, at least.
Because they used him, like, once for one rush in the last two games. He got five carries last game. So,
I think they're going to have to rely on Le'Veon Bell so much now, while Vic is still in there.
He's going to need breathers, too.
Yeah, D'Angelo Williams has to get out there on the field. He also deserves he's the number one running back 2 weeks in.
Yeah, for real. I think this is going to be a pretty easy win for the Cardinals, honestly. I don't know if it'll be a blowout, but they should be able to corral this team.
That secondary is going
to, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
That being said, I like Larry Fitzgerald. I like Carson Palmer. Mm-hmm. I like all your Cardinals players.
John Brown.
Cardinals players.
Yeah, Pittsburgh has proven time and time again.
What about that running back situation? Who do you like?
Chris Johnson.
I have not been following that too intently. You got an update on that?
So, Andre Ellington was back in action last week, but he only had 3 carries, I believe. One of them was a 63-yard touchdown run. So, that's always nice.
He does that from time to time. Yeah.
David Johnson is appearing to be the goal line back there. I think he had 2 touchdowns?
2 touchdowns on 3 carries.
Yeah. So... That it's just such an odd situation.
And yet Chris Johnson is still getting the most work of all of them with 11 carries.
Yeah, he turned back the clock this year. He's looking good.
Yeah.
It's a three-headed beast I got going on there right now, and all of them are serviceable.
Stephen Taylor got 4 carries, too.
I don't particularly like any of them.
Yeah.
Andre Ellington's not going to rip off a 63-yard run every week.
I would try to trade Ellington to someone that needs a running back, maybe.
Yeah, you could probably sell as high on him as you're going to be able to right now with the 63-yard touchdown.
Yeah,
run.
So he's back. He'll get more carries. Say that to everyone. And then watch as they fall for it.
Well, who knows? Maybe he'll come back and just take the whole workload back. I don't think they're going to – was that them they said it's a very easy situation, the young guy sits about David Johnson? Is that what the coach said?
That sounds like something Bruce Arians would do.
I'm pretty sure. Actually, I'm positive. He said that. The young guy sits, but – he's getting the goal line work. He's going to vulture touchdowns. It's a messy situation.
That's a weird thing to do in the professional league, though. In college, I could see that. Like, sit the freshman, let the senior play. But this is the pros. You got to, whoever's better.
Bruce Arians, he does what he wants.
Yeah. We'll have to give this team, obviously, some time to kind of see how it develops.
Maybe wait. But
yeah, I would just sit on all 3 of them, really, for a week. See how it plays out with Andre Ellington getting any more work involved.
Yeah.
Sit on all of them, huh?
So we got
on all of them.
Carolina versus Seattle. I'm starting Carolina's defense this week. I'm not afraid. Yeah.
Me too. Neither am I.
Seattle's line's not good.
Who do they even have as an option besides a Russell Wilson run?
Russell Wilson is on pace, I saw, to be sacked more times than anyone else in the history of the NFL in one season.
Yeah, sounds about right. That's why he has to run so much.
What was that record, like Andrew Luck or something? Because I remember he got sacked a ton his rookie year.
Oh, yeah, he did, but... not as much as he's being sacked right now.
We got some Panthers receivers here. Ted Ginn's been having some good weeks, but it's all been very touchdown heavy.
Yeah, I don't
Don't like him. They could stick Sherman on him.
Or... I mean, I gave our friend Mike that advice to start him 2 weeks ago, and it paid off. He got 2 touchdowns, but he only had 2 catches. So, I mean, I don't start him. Yeah. I don't start any of their receivers. Who else do they got coming in?
Olsen?
They have Funchess back?
I don't even know. Funchess is a nobody.
He's a nobody. They got Olsen. Start Olsen.
Funchess of news.
I think, you know, yeah, I'd still start Olsen, but I wouldn't feel great about it.
It's just so weird. Like, who are they throwing to that Cam Newton is the third best quarterback?
He has a lot of rushes for touchdowns and everything. Yeah. I haven't been 2 years.
Well, so I like it.
It's true. I think the 1 week I went against him, he demolished me.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had Greg Olsen had a couple touchdowns that week, too.
Yeah, Olsen's been getting probably most of the catches. But Seattle's pretty good against the tight ends, too.
Yeah.
I really don't like anybody on this Carolina team. Jonathan Stewart's good for maybe 6 points, no more, no less.
Yep.
I don't think they have any trust guys in this list, either.
They have, five running backs that they send out there.
Yeah. Fozzie Whitaker, Cameron Artis Payne. I hope Artis Payne gets good someday, but that's clearly a ways off. Got Jermaine Kearse catches a touchdown here and there. And Tyler Lockett does some stuff.
You hope, but
still not liking the Seahawks receivers too much.
Their passing game is just so elementary. It's just ridiculously simple, and they don't use it at all.
And even like your studs in this game, like Marshawn Lynch is coming back from injury.
He's not much before the injury, even.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think the only players I'm confident rolling out there this week are Carolina's defense and Cam Newton. Those are the only two that I'm confident about.
Seattle's defense, too.
Yeah.
They have
the mighty Andy Dalton to just 27 points.
Dalton. Red Rocket.
Well, just, you know, we were saying about how atrocious Carolina's everything but tight end is. I think the Seahawks
defense. Oh, yeah, true.
And the game's in Seattle, so that always helps. Next game, Baltimore versus San Francisco, rematch of Super Bowl 48.
Last Super Bowl rematch this 47, week.
47, one of those two. So, Ballmer won, though, and Ballmer should win this week, too, because San Francisco is
awful.
Atrocious. Although they looked better this week against the Giants. They didn't look good, but the score just kind of made it seem better than what it was.
Yeah, it wasn't really like a sloppy game. It was just kind of a, I don't know, it was an odd game. It was an odd game, but... I expect San Francisco to go down hard this week. So
I still think, though, that you might be able to reap decent fantasy production from some parts of the team, like Anquan Boldin or Torrey Smith. The only thing is, you're not going to know which one. Yeah, it's going to be a headache. And
Carlos Hyde is strictly game flow.
Yeah, I picked the Cleveland Browns last week to cover their points because I know how terrible Baltimore's pass D is. Mm-hmm. That worked well. So I'm thinking it could happen again. You know, Anquan Boldin could have a week. Probably more so than Torrey Smith. It could be Torrey Smith, too, though.
I think Baltimore. Kaepernick could have a week, too. Yeah. But I think Baltimore's coming out on top.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Still like Kamar Aiken this week. Mm-hmm.
We like...
I like Baltimore for this week, then.
Yeah, not liking Kaepernick, obviously. He just hasn't
Not liking Kaepernick? I think Kaepernick might come out and surprise people.
Well, I think if there was ever a week to do it for him, this would probably be it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his schedule's like after this, but you know the Rams and Seahawks and Cardinals are waiting out there for him.
You think Joe Flacco's good for 2 rushing touchdowns this week?
Man, I don't know. I could see him getting another rushing touchdown.
Now he knows he's capable of it. I could see him rushing for like 5 even.
Did you guys see that first, that rollout play action?
Yeah, we just talked about it earlier.
Yeah. Okay.
It was crazy how he fooled the entire defense.
They could have been on their own 5-yard line.
And that would,
and he would have made it to the end zone. And he's so slow.
I don't know if he has enough gas to make it to the 50-yard line.
Yeah, right.
But if you're like me, who's been like rolling out Joe Flacco the last couple of weeks because Tony Romo's hurt, I think this is a pretty good game to roll him out against.
Mm-hmm.
He should get decent points. That being said, if you have better options, consider them.
Yeah.
But I think Flacco will have a better game this week than Blake Bortles.
I don't.
Or, you know,
I disagree with that. Blake, the Bort.
The Bort. My son's name is also Bort.
Abort the Bort. Don't abort the Bort.
Bort.
Use the Bort. Birth the Bort.
Those two are going to be close, but I'll give you some names. You tell me if you like them better or worse than Joe Flacco. Teddy Bridgewater.
No.
I like Joe Flacco more.
Ryan Tannehill.
I like I said before, I'm scared of that team. I like Flacco more still.
Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, look at this list. Like, low 17 is just a dumpster fire.
I'll Jay Cutler versus Joe Flacco. That's a good
one. I might go Cutler.
I'd go Cutler, too.
Yeah, if I would, too.
Were they playing again?
Freaking right.
Detroit. Yeah, I would go that, yeah.
Yeah.
Who else you got on there?
Oh, that's good. So I think it's pretty apparent then where Flacco falls, like right around the Bortles or the Bortles Kaepernick line. Range.
Well, you like Flacco or Sam Bradford?
The Mariota medium.
Ooh, I don't know. I think prime time. I think Sam Bradford will show up. Hopefully, he's been getting better every week.
I mean, I like free coffee as much as the next guy, but
yeah,
Bradford's going down hard this week.
We shall see. It's going to be a fun game. That's a Monday night, right?
Yeah, yep. It is.
So there's going to be Giants, a lot
fourth
of,
out of six primetime games.
It's going to be a lot of hungover people on Tuesday.
Yeah, they've gotten an obscene amount of primetime games this year. Do they have any more? Or is this it?
Odell Hight.
Yeah,
I think,
true.
I don't know if actually I can tell you. Okay. I can tell you right now.
Do it. I had the intern do it.
Yeah, I mean, aren't I the intern?
No, sure. Yeah, you're the guest. You're...
They have one more against. They have one more Monday night game against Miami in week
14.
By the way, I wanted to talk to you, man. Is this whole milk in my coffee?
What?
You messed up this coffee. What are you intern?
The coffee shop is out of 2%. You
go to
another coffee shop.
I'm a terrible intern.
We'll let it
go.
Okay,
no cream.
No cream. Okay, cream of the crop here, San Diego versus Green Bay.
Green Bay?
That's going to be a pretty high-scoring fantasy affair, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Also, just back to the San Diego-Pittsburgh game from the other night. It just pisses me off so much. There's no better team at stumbling ass backwards into victory than Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have a terrible day like that and not get Antonio Brown any points... just like not play like a good team, you should be punished for it. You shouldn't get to win. You shouldn't get to win 24-20. You know, but I digress. We got James Jones leading all receivers with 20 more targets in points. James Jones.
Yeah, he looked pretty slow in the first half last week. Then Rodgers busted out like a 77-yard touchdown pass to him.
And two catches.
Yeah,
he does it all with touchdowns and stuff. Mm-hmm. Ty Montgomery's out there a ton too.
He's used a lot more last week. Yeah.
Stellar week. He didn't have a great week last week, but most of the Packers' points came off their defense anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cobb was slow in the first half too. It was all like the third and fourth wide receiver that was doing everything.
Yeah, I think Eddie Lacy's gonna finally have a good week here.
I think he does. Chargers don't have the best defense in the world.
He's someone I might try to sell if you can, but
I wouldn't sell. I'd actually try to buy on Eddie Lacy.
Think he's gonna
get
better.
Can't get much worse. Yeah.
It can't get much worse. Exactly, his value is as low as it could possibly be.
Mm. Yeah, it's true.
It's still the Green Bay Packers. They're still gonna score an absurd amount of points every week. I have a little interesting information that is kind of upsetting to me as a Danny Woodhead owner.
Ooh, do tell.
But Melvin Gordon is starting to become the dominant back in that backfield. Mm.
Yeah.
Woodhead, when you think of Woodhead, you think of that safety as, you know, the receiving back.
When you think of Woodhead, you
Melvin
think
Gordon well. Had seven receptions for 52 yards, and Danny Woodhead had five for 66. And Melvin Gordon also had 15 carries to Danny Woodhead's four.
Yeah, well, we always knew Gordon was kind of supposed to be the feature back running.
We're trying to trust him more now.
If he's taking away Woodhead's passing, I'm not liking that.
That's what upsets me, is... That well, I love Danny Woodhead.
You know, I think it was a weird week. I mean, Keenan Allen didn't do too much. Who else was out? Stevie Johnson was out.
Stevie J.
Antonio Gates was
back. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, maybe that's going to change the makeup of the team a little bit because Antonio Gates did catch a lot of like short passes that could have been Woodhead's, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I think what's going to end up happening is that him being back is going to open up space for the run game, which they're going to want Melvin Gordon in there, not Danny Woodhead.
That being said, Woodhead still got you 9.5 points and half points.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So he's still like, no need to panic. He was never going to be your top two running backs on your team anyway. So.
Yeah, he's a solid flex.
Yeah.
High-end flex.
He'll still be good to hold on to. I want to see what Stevie Johnson does, if he's going to come back this week. I hope he comes back.
I already dropped him a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like him, though. I mean, I like Steve Johnson.
He gave me some good returns, yeah. Randall Cobb didn't do hardly anything, at least not in the beginning of the game last week.
He didn't do, like, anything at all.
No.
So do we think he kind of, you know, rights the ship this week?
Yeah. It's a weird week. I mean, he's been targeted a lot all season long. He'll be fine.
Yeah, last week, 3 receptions for 23 yards, which for him might as well be, like, 1 for 5, you know?
Yeah. That happens to every receiver once a year. No one gets 100 yards every game.
It was a very run-heavy game in general for the Rams and Packers last week, both teams.
Yeah, I mean, Cobb's ranked 8th this week. You start him.
Yeah.
No problem there.
Yeah, I feel like you're starting everybody in this game, you know? You're starting Keenan Allen, Antonio Gates, Phillip Rivers, if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting even Ty Montgomery in deep leagues.
Yeah.
I'd totally start him.
He's like a little flex guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's looked good.
Yeah. That's that. No, let's take her on home here with the night games. We got Sunday night. We got the Patriots versus the Indianapolis Football Colts.
Patriots are out for revenge, but this whole Deflategate thing. Sit all the Colts you can.
Yeah, that's true, because it was the Colts that blew the whistle on them. Mm-hmm. Remember, like, they took the ball on the line. They've been circling
this on the calendar for a while, yeah. Start all the Patriots, sit all the Colts.
Start Dion Lewis.
Mm-hmm. And
if you're not, you're crazy. Yeah. You're obviously starting Dion Lewis.
Start Gronk.
You have him. Start Gronk. He's a good spot play this week.
Is LaFleur returning this week or next week?
Next week.
He's eligible to return next week. Don't know if he will, but definitely week 8.
They said he's on track. His recovery is on schedule, but I don't know if that means week 7. I don't know what he was
projected. It's not like they desperately need him, so we'll see.
They don't, but he fills a role that they don't have filled right now, which is a deep threat. They don't have anybody.
True. But
he's more of a West Coast passer anyway, Tom Brady. Like, a lot of things at the middle. Yeah. He passes, yeah.
So it's looking like Luck should be back this game, too. He's reportedly making full throws today at practice, but Pagano's not ready to commit to him. But he should be playing, barring any huge setback.
Hasselbeck goes in, they're done.
I'm having a lot of bold predictions, and we're gonna have to make sure. We're going to have to go back, recap what my bold predictions are, and see how accurate I am.
All right.
But. Bold prediction, Andrew Luck finishes as a top 5 quarterback.
Ooh, that's incredible. Yeah.
That's a very bold.
Are you saying that because they're going to be down 51-10 against the Patriots and chasing points? Okay, I can see that.
Ryan's bold predictions.
Well, so by virtue of that.
I am the fantasy loser, so.
Who do you like then? T.Y. Hilton, Andre Johnson? Who's going to help him do that?
T.Y.
Andre Johnson, after getting dropped by a lot of owners, had a really good week last week.
He killed me in one league. Yeah.
That was an anomaly. That was a revenge game, so I don't really think we're going to be seeing that Andre Johnson again.
Yeah, agreed.
Going forward. T.Y. still the number one guy there.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts just signed Ahmad Bradshaw today.
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Oh, you just found out?
Literally got
you might be taking right now.
Actually,
I scooped him up like immediately when I saw that.
I also did that in one of my leagues, so I actually have Frank Gore, so it worked out well. Yeah. But that being said, though, he's not going to be needed right away. Frank Gore looked good last week.
Yeah, he did.
22 rushes for about 100 yards, one touchdown. Mm-hmm. If he can keep that up, they're not even going to need Zerlon Tipton.
Well, it's kind of like the James Jones situation. Bradshaw knows the playbook, so he'll probably be able to come in right away and help.
Yeah, and he looked really good last year. Someone already took him.
I hate DeMelfi.
He got him.
He's the worst.
There's a trade embargo with that kid in their league because
Oh, don't tell him.
he's
listening to this.
Want me to cut that?
Yeah, we'll edit it out. We always edit it out.
Are you sure you guys have figured it out by now?
You should have.
Okay.
Does he trade often? Like enough to figure it out?
He tries. He tries to trade all the time.
As if anybody listens.
Hope the Blue Jays just clinched.
Okay, all right. Blue Jays versus Astros Royals winner now.
Yeah. Oh, Odell Beckham's on the team. I didn't know that.
Why is that hairstyle coming on?
Because
I'm about to get it soon.
So, and obviously the Patriots in this game, you're starting Julian Edelman. How about Dion Lewis and LeGarrette Blunt? You think Lewis is pretty much the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick's been raving about him.
Oh, he's still the guy. He likes Blount for the playoffs or late in the season.
Who does he like?
Blount later on.
Who?
Blunt.
Yeah. you just can't get over that O in there, can you?
Blount. I used to call it Mark Blount was an old Celtics player. I used to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's pronounced differently.
Okay. The Blount smoking LeGarrette Blunt.
To be blunt about it, I think that he'll start later on.
CJ Spiller.
I don't even know if I used the word blunt right there.
So, I'm not liking Frank Gore too much in this game, just by virtue of the Colts being down. I don't think Ahmad Bradshaw is going to come in and have a crazy good week either.
No, definitely not. He'll be worked in if anything. He put up RB1 production last year, but there was no one else. Now they got Frank Gore, so it's gonna be. I think Ahmad Bradshaw should be picked up, but I wouldn't start him. I would temper my expectations.
Yeah.
Sit him.
Think Moncrief has a game at all? Nah.
He'll be at the game.
Yeah. Okay. Oh no! Last week people were tearing their hair out.
He had one reception
for 3 yards.
Yeah, I think what happened there is that Andre Johnson kind of just took all his production. But like you said, Andre Johnson was an anomaly last week. So
yeah, that will not happen again.
Yeah, I like Moncrief for maybe like 10 points as well.
Well, they'll play Houston again.
Yeah, I guess it might happen again once. We'll see. And finally, the matchup that everybody's waiting for. We got the New York football giants of New York versus the Philadelphia coffee-earning football eagles of South Philadelphia.
I will buy both of you coffee if the Giants win.
I'm going to hold you to that. You heard him, people.
Yeah. I'm rooting for the Giants.
I'm also going to need you to come to work.
Actually, I get coffee either way.
You're going to have to come to work with me that day, though, because I'm going to want it in the morning.
Oh, this is so sad. Adding Ahmad Bradshaw dropping Jamal Charles.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't supposed to be like this.
It wasn't.
It's so weird seeing his name on the free agent list now, Jamal Charles. Like, projection, number 3 in the league.
Disgusting.
I really doubt I'm going to be able to find this clip, but I'm going to look real fast. Talk amongst yourselves real fast. I'm going to try to line this up.
How you doing, Dan?
Doing well. Good day. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah,
good
things. Did you get Sharkhandrick West in any of your leagues?
Did not get Sharkhandrick West.
Did you get Niall Davis in any of your leagues?
I didn't pick up any of the Chiefs guys. I got Bradshaw, and I picked up Buck Allen, too, on the Ravens.
Buck Allen.
They announced Tally Farrell's on injured reserve.
I think I might have found it. Hang on.
Oh, they put him on IR?
Mm-hmm. So it's him or Forsett.
Yeah, what's Forsett looking like? Injury-wise.
It's an ankle, so he might be out this week, I'm not sure.
You fucking brought this on yourself. Yo, I'm a nigga, yo. You fucking brought this on yourself, man. You boys, you brought this on yourself. Ain't gotta be like this,
yo. There it is. It ain't gotta be like this. That's what I was looking for. Like
that was so worth it.
That was so worth it.
Okay, wait. Say that again, what you just had to do.
I had to drop Jamal Charles and pick up Ahmad Bradshaw.
Ain't gotta be like this, yo.
Ain't gotta be like this, yo.
We need to hire someone to do this.
Yeah, I was actually amazed I was able to get that to that part of the clip that fast. That was like a 3-minute clip.
Speaking of topics that have nothing to do with fantasy football, I totally lied about the dish soap. I do have palm olive.
Oh, yeah. From last week, yeah. And we have Everyday Essential.
Yeah. We're actually almost out. Should I buy palm olive or should we go for Everyday
Essential? Great soap, palm olive.
Send dish soap.
Is it expensive, though? Is it expensive?
Send us your favorite dish soap on Twitter.
Send dish soap, people.
All right. Well,
we were just talking.
What are we talking about?
Tell us about the Giants. Tell us everything about them, their hopes, their fears, their class schedule.
Oh, God. Well, Eli Manning is a god. I think you all saw it. Did you see that final drive?
That was great. Drive?
He started that drive with 0 of his top 3 wide receivers. Mm-hmm.
Odell
Beckham, Victor Cruz, and Ruben Randle all sidelined.
I actually picked up Harris.
Didn't Odell Beckham hurt himself celebrating?
So he scores the touchdown. You know, no problem. He gets up, no problem. Does that ridiculously bad touchdown dance. It's so overdrawn and terrible.
Maybe don't do it anymore.
And then as he goes back to the sideline, he has a limp. And if he really did hurt himself celebrating, I'm just... Yeah. So disappointed.
So the Eagles ran a season-high 79 plays last week, so you got to figure there's fantasy value in most of their people. I mean, the Giants are good against
them. Who did they play last week?
Saints.
The Saints.
So the Falcons might get 70 plays this week.
He's trying not to mention that.
So there you go. What is the Saints' run defense ranked at right now? Because
it's a top 32. I don't know exactly in there. It's false.
Okay, well... So, you know, obviously we're going to trust Odell Beckham against the Eagles defense.
Oh, absolutely.
Ruben Randle going to do anything? Victor Cruz isn't playing again, so get your ass back, Victor. Some of us had you sitting on the bench.
So, the Giants receiving situation is you have to monitor who's going to play and who's not. Like I said, they were all injured for that final drive. It's looking like they're all going to play, but keep an eye on it. If either Odell Beckham or Ruben Randle doesn't play, I think Dwayne Harris is a great spot start.
Yeah, he looked good in the Sunday night.
Oh yeah, he's a good player. He dropped like 2 passes in the first half, I think, but
caught him.
Got him. Get him out of here.
Killing it after that.
Keep him.
Keep him then, yes.
Let's see. New Orleans has the 31st ranked run defense.
Right, who's lower?
And the New York Giants, according to this, which this doesn't make sense to me because it has Giants at 4th. Oh, it's by yards. That's why.
Yeah, you gotta
switch out. What do I gotta do?
Why gotta be like this?
Why gotta be like this?
Ain't got to be like this.
Well, either way, Giants are the best run defense.
Cleveland.
Team, so.
Well, Cleveland's worse than New Orleans by almost 100 yards.
That's brutal.
So we're thinking.
So start running backs against Cleveland. Is
yeah. Are they playing at Denver? Oh, maybe start Anderson and Hillman then.
That's me laughing.
So last week the Eagles' targets were all over the board.
Everyone, yeah.
Yeah, we had 5 and for Ertz and Jordan Matthews, 7 for DeMarco Murray, 3 for Riley Cooper, 3 for Matthews, 4 for Josh Huff.
You get a pass. You get a pass.
I think it's really hard to trust any of them in the situation. I think Jordan Matthews, still a star, I think his floor is high enough each week that you can get away with it.
DeMarco Murray is currently ranked as the 11th running back this week. I do not trust that.
I just could see this game going in either of two directions, you know. I think you could start some Eagles players and get a good return. They could come out there, and I don't know if it'll be a blowout, but they could definitely put up some numbers. Or it could just be like the Dallas game all over again, where
just from what I know about the Giants defense itself and the Giants offense, who I'd be confident on the Eagles, I like Ryan Matthews actually more than DeMarco Murray this week.
A pass back?
Yeah. Even though he's not traditionally a passing back, but he's gonna catch more balls than DeMarco Murray, and he's also that change. He's like the curveball.
Yeah. You know?
So like he had what like 8 rushes for 70 yards last week, I think.
Yeah. So did everyone, I think.
But I also like Jordan Matthews just because he'll be getting open over the middle a lot. You know, our safeties aren't probably our weakest part of our defense. And our linebackers are mainly rushing linebackers, not coverage.
You got a lot of people hurt on defense now, too.
Unga play against...
Wani Unga.
Who caught that touchdown last against them?
Oh, for the Niners?
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Was it...
It was one play.
It was Brent Celek's brother.
Yeah, Garrett
Celek. It was Garrett Celek.
He got burned on that one play.
Yeah.
Does he get burned often or no?
I believe he's a rookie. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's a rookie. He doesn't know what he's doing out there. That's John Beeson's role. But he's still good at what he does. But what he does is that he's a rushing linebacker. He's a rush defense linebacker. He's not a coverage linebacker.
Because what caught my eye is like the way he runs. His hands look so weird. Like they're extended forward. It's like he has like a vacuum hose for his two hands. He like stands out there.
Like he's doing a helicopter.
Yeah, they don't bend. It's just weird looking when he runs like that.
On the Giants this week, though, love me some Eli Manning. I like Shane Vereen among those running backs, even though don't particularly like any of them.
Don't like Jennings, do you?
I like Jennings as a football player, but not as a fantasy football player.
Yeah, that could be said for a lot of Giants players.
Not as a person.
What it comes down to with Jennings is that he's good at every aspect of being a running back, but he's not great at any of them. He doesn't have crazy top speed. He's not the best receiving back.
And I feel like his floor is not high enough to justify starting him either.
Exactly. His floor is extremely low. I think he's put up like 2 points like twice this year. So,
and we already got all the bye teams, right? Yeah, Cowboys, Rams, Raiders, and Buccaneers. So that's going to be some people. Gurley will be out. Joseph Randall will be out.
Mark Cooper's out.
Yeah, Cooper's out.
Latavius.
So who would have thought the Raiders having a bye week would affect somebody this season?
So do you guys have any bold predictions?
Bold predictions.
I don't want to look like the only idiot when I get all these wrong.
I don't want to look like an idiot.
Let me think. I got to queue up the schedule real quick.
I had something I was going to say.
I don't think it's bold, but I think the Cardinals disposed of the Steelers pretty handily. No, I threw that out there.
Wow. That is so bold.
Well, I said the Steelers are so good at stumbling ass backwards into victory. They could win that shit like 24-21 somehow. Let's say Cleveland beats Denver this week. I'm liking that.
Wow, that's a real bold prediction.
Hey, games in Cleveland, Denver's due. Cleveland's offense is starting to finally run fluidly. Got McCown out there, fantasy juggernaut.
There was something I disagreed with when we were talking about earlier. I forgot what it was.
We should have prepped for this.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't write things
down. We should come up with some sort of schedule for this.
I think it's funny how the 49ers have so many. They have 4 NFL players' brothers on their team. Garrett Celek, brother of Brent Celek. Bruce Miller, of course, the brother of Lamar Miller. Bruce Ellington, of course, the brother of Andre Ellington.
Is this all real?
Torrey Smith, the brother of Steve Smith.
Torrey Smith is not the brother of Steve
Smith. No.
That was all real.
And Antoine Bolden, brother of Brandon Bolden.
Not even spelled the same.
Blake Bell, brother of Le'Veon Bell.
And Joyke Bell.
And Lake Bell, his sister.
And Drake Bell from Drake and Josh.
Oh.
Hey,
love Drake and Josh.
Y'all, anybody out there watching that All 90s Nick channel yet? Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, they did. I watched Legends of the
Hidden
Temple.
We watched it with us.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Were you a Blue Barracuda's kid, Silver Snake? What are we talking about here? If you were Red Jaguar, I was going to talk to you.
No,
I think it was a Blue Barracuda.
I think blue and green too.
The Silver Snakes and the Blue Barracudas were the heels, I feel like. They were the bad guys.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, it was always more fun to root for the bad guys.
Who's the orange one again?
Orange iguanas, red jaguars, green monkeys, and
Pirates. Oh, that's what my team was.
Red and silver pissed me off when I was a kid. I remember.
Yeah.
When I was like seven. I was like, I don't like these guys.
You just hate silver because you ain't silver.
You say every color.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so
guess that about wraps that up.
Wraps up the weekly preview.
Yeah, so just some more plugs here before we go. If you have any questions you want to submit to be talked about on the podcast, it's broadstreetbeat@gmail.com.
No capitals in there, just broadstreetbeat. ST, not street. Don't spell the word street. It's ST. Yeah. Maybe someone else has been getting them.
Yeah, really? I wonder if that was taken when we tried to get it. There was an a cappella group from like Drexel or something named Broadstreetbeat. But
we'll give a Broadstreetbeat down soon. We'll tell them what it is.
Have a fight, like sharks and jets.
Yeah.
No touching of the hair or face.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think we can all agree to the Queensbury rules. Also, want to throw out there, the Twitter is @BSBFantasyBoard. You got any questions to ask, you will get an answer. We've been helping out a lot of you, and I know for a fact we're doing damn good. Mm-hmm. So keep them rolling in. Every time you listen, one DraftKings commercial doesn't get played, so it's always good to listen to the podcast.
It gets replaced by a FanDuel commercial.
And look for us at Broad Street Worldwide if you need representation for all you actors and singers out there.
We can have a few testimonials, too, if you have people ever asked.
Again, anything you guys want to plug?
No. That's everything I think I have.
Those new pour-your-own-beer machines at the Wells Fargo Center are kind of overrated.
That's stupid.
Elaborate.
I don't want to pour my own beer. Like, come on. That's why we have bartenders.
Yeah.
What are we closing with today?
Well, given that I played the Wallace clip from The Wire, I figured we'd just do the theme song from season one. Go Ravens, I guess. All right.
Let's go Ravens.
All right. On behalf of Brian and Dan, I'm Ben, and y'all take care now.
Bye.
It's America, man.
Okay, not by it.
Still here.
If you walk through the garden, you better watch your back. Will I pick your heart?